This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people toured Dubai's Expo 2020 on the opening day on Friday, braving hot temperatures as the COVID-delayed World Fair finally opened its doors 1 year late. Visitors strolled or rode electric bikes around the huge showground, which has been built from scratch at a cost of about $7 billion on Dubai's desert outskirts. One of the UAE's seven emirates, Dubai is hoping to attract millions of visitors and a boost to its profile and standing during the six-month fair. 192 countries have pavilions at the event, with rivals such as Israel and Palestine present, as well as Qatar, which was blockaded by its Gulf neighbors for 3.5 years until January. The UAE last month brushed off a European Parliament resolution urging member states and businesses to boycott the expo over the country's human rights record. But criticism continued Friday, with campaign group Human Rights Watch hitting out at the detention of activists. Police and parliament officials in Malawi said Friday a former government minister killed himself at the parliament building with a pistol he concealed in his wheelchair to get past security. Authorities say the former deputy parliament speaker shot himself in the head Thursday in front of a parliament clerk in her office. Police says a note written before the suicide referred to his two-year argument with parliament officials over who should pay for crash damage to his vehicle. In a statement, Malawi's parliament said he had set off alarms when he passed through metal detectors at the entrance of the building in the capital city, but security personnel thought it was his wheelchair and did not search him or the chair. Parliament said it would enhance security around the building. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said a global program designed to ensure fair access to COVID-19 vaccines will this month for the first time distribute shots only to countries with the lowest levels of coverage. Co-led by the WHO, COVAX has since January largely allocated doses proportionally among its 140-plus beneficiary states, according to population size. That means richer nations that already have vaccine deals with pharmaceutical firms are also eligible for COVAX doses alongside countries with no supplies at all, with some nations administering booster shots while others are still giving first jabs to the most vulnerable. The WHO has now tweaked the rules. The change comes 15 months after the launch of the COVAX program. Switzerland's government said on Friday it's offering gift certificates to people who persuade others to be jabbed against COVID-19, part of efforts to increase the country's low vaccination rate. It says every newly vaccinated person will be asked to name one person who convinced them to be inoculated, and that person will receive a $50 Swiss franc, or about $53, a gift token for their assistance. Local authorities will decide where the voucher can be used, for instance, at cinemas or restaurants. Switzerland has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe, with only 58% of the country's 8.7 million fully vaccinated. Although the number of coronavirus cases is declining in Switzerland, the government said the situation in intensive care wards remains tense. Pharmaceutical company Merck said Friday its experimental COVID-19 pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths in people recently infected with the coronavirus, and that it would soon ask health officials in the U.S. and around the world to authorize its use. If cleared, Merck's drug would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19, a potentially major advance in efforts to fight the pandemic. All COVID-19 therapies right now in the U.S. that are authorized require an IV or injection. Merck and its partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics said early results showed patients who received the drug within 5 days of COVID-19 symptoms had about half the rate of hospitalization and death as patients who received a dummy pill. An independent group of medical experts monitoring the trial recommended stopping it early because the interim results were so strong. Company executives said they are in discussions with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and plan to submit the data for review in the coming days. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.